Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 31st of March, and I am recording at 10:03 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Okay, well, you might have noticed that markets are choppy, and they certainly remained choppy in here today. Now, my feeling, starting with Wall Street here, is that we've got certainly a lot of somewhat nervous investors. We've got a lot of hedge funds and investment banking type funds, which are repeatedly testing this market. And they'll do a little bit of a bearish raid on one day and maybe goes on for 1 or 2 days. And if that isn't able to push the market down much further, then they'll give it a test to the upside here. And as we saw yesterday, and again, knock it down here again, again today. Now, that's perhaps understandable because there's the uncertainty over the Fed, although I think it's pretty clear what the Fed actually wants to do. But some people are, I should say the uncertainty is over the policy that they'd like to see the Fed adopt. My feeling is that Janet Yellen has got this pretty well under control, and it's going to be a gradual move. But we know from many of the comments that are heard that a number of people are saying that the Fed should move more quickly. They've said this all along. Put me in the Yellen camp, though. I think what she's doing is sensible. But we'll probably see this nervousness continue for a while longer. But my guess is that while there's a chance in a year like this that we could see that 10% plus correction to the downside, that's far from proven here so far. And my feeling is that the Wall Street will still end up a little higher here at the end of the year. But the inform markets generally are those that are still getting the quantitative easing, and there we can look to obviously we can look to Japan, we can look to the European Union, and really China's certainly got an expansionary monetary policy going here right now, and that's helping its stock market. But we get a lot of overbought conditions, and we certainly have those in here now, and then they pause and consolidate. So what happened today? Well, as far as the U.S. is concerned, it didn't quite get its goal of another quarter, another consecutive quarter of gains, at least the Dow. The Dow's down a quarter of a percentage point here on the close. It fell 200 points here, 1.11%. The S&P, on the other hand, has a very modest gain on the quarter, 0.44%. And that was down 18 today, pulling it back to 2067 and change. The NASDAQ Composite, sort of the star performer on Wall Street, really, but it's only up 3.48%. Now, the resources, primarily resources producers, and that includes Canada, Mexico, and Brazil, were all a little lower in here, and they are all in the minus column. I mean, Canada is down 6.6% on the year to date. This is all in U.S. dollars. Mexico down, doing better, down, but still down nearly 2% on the year. And Brazil down over 15%. European stock markets experienced a lot of selling in here today. And it wasn't just listed, or that wasn't just the EU. As a matter of fact, the UK market was down the biggest percentage move here. That's unusual. It was down 1.72%. 8% does have resources companies in that index, international resources companies, and they're still under the cosh a bit. But it looks like all the European indices are lower here, and declines on the order of 1% or more for the most for the most part. But you've still got some decent gains in Europe. The UK FTSE index is not among them. That's down 1.8%, again in US dollars. But Euro stocks 50 up 4.42, CAC up 4.69. German DAX, CAC is France, German DAX up 8.44, Italian MIB up 8.25. So good gains, really, pretty much through the throughout the European markets overall. Japan fell in here today and was down 1.05. Now, that pulled the index back below 10%, but it's still up 9.75% on the year. The Hong Kong Hang Seng index was higher ever, and that is at up 5.5% in U.S. dollar terms. And these, I mentioned these figures. I know I do it fairly, I've done it fairly frequently this year, but they have certainly swung around a bit, as you will be well aware. The Hang Seng Index and the H-Share Index out of Hong Kong, and those showed the gains in here today, modest gains, whereas the Shanghai Composite Index broke its run to the upside, or saw a little pause, I should put it that way. It was down 1%. Here today, and it is certainly overextended, and up nearly 16% on the year to date. Again, in U.S. dollars, we had generally firm action in the Asia Pacific region, but I would expect some softening tomorrow, as Wall Street's weakness in here today does take a little effect. But what were the best gainers in the Asia Pacific? Looks like Indonesia up nearly 1.5% on the day, and as again most of these markets were were higher, with Japan and the Shanghai Composite Index being the main exceptions. Okay, government bond yields. I haven't looked at those today, but I'll just do so here. Bring that right up. Okay, and we see the 10-year down a little bit further here, 1.9231. Why is that declining in here? Well, the U.S. economy is having a roughish first quarter. Some of that we can certainly attribute to the weather, and also the oil factor. But also, Japanese buyers look at this 10-year bond and say, well, that's really quite attractive compared to what they see with JGBs. And the same thing applies to the buyers of German bunds and other euro area bonds, other than the Greek bonds. Okay, and in terms of currency, dollars rallied here again today, up to the dollar index, that is up to 98.42. Now, is it going to test the upper side of its range here overall? Is it going to disprove my contention that we've seen a lengthy medium-term peak up there just above 100? Well, we're about to find out, I think. And, well, that's that pretty well covers it. I think that it would make sense for the Fed to come in and hold the dollar up because of the reasons that I've mentioned almost daily in here recently. If this dollar, for instance, let's say I'm wrong, and the dollar, Fed doesn't do anything, and the dollar goes back up and pushes through that 100 level on the dollar index and just rises generally at a time when they're looking to raise interest rates, probably in the third quarter, that might cause a little trouble for Wall Street. So I think the U.S. and actually the global economy would be better off if that U.S. dollar eased somewhat. Strikes me as a common sense point, but of course I'm not running the Fed, thank heavens. And individual rates in here today, the yen just about unchanged at 120, just a fraction above 120. And the Australian dollar weakened a little bit, 0.7607. Sterling, a fraction higher, 1.4822. The euro has been softening, and that is at 1.0737. And what else to mention in here? Looking at the commodity markets, we have mixed picture here overall. I'll start with the precious metals. Palladium, $6 higher at $735 and change. And in terms of silver, a little bit lower, $16.64. Platinum, that's interesting. I hadn't noticed that earlier today. Platinum strong in here today, up to $1,142 and change. That's up almost $26 on the day. Gold, however, a little dip, but only $2.50 at $1,183. There's a lot of interest in gold, but not a lot of buying, I'll put it that way. A lot of people keeping an eye on it here, but my feeling is if you want to see gold get more than a temporary short covering rally, if you want to see a sustained run to the upside, I think we need to see the dollar pull back from its current levels. And crude oil also weaker in here today. The the WTI crude is down $1.05 at 47.63. And the Brent is down $1.11, and that is at 55.18. Interesting copy. I've proofed Owen's copy. He's off to Asia, by the way, tomorrow. So won't be writing for the next nearly 3 weeks. In here, but he's got a very interesting piece on in the U.S. Where a lot of private sector money has moved in to pick up some of these distressed shale companies. They aren't all distressed, but some of them clearly are, and there's some chunky money that is moving in there. I think that's interesting. It's probably not all that surprising, but the U.S. is going to remain a very strong player in the entire field of energy, and it's certainly not going to be giving up on its oil and gas properties anytime soon. And that is probably good news for the U.S. I think it is certainly good news for the U.S., but it's also, I think, definitely will be regarded as bad news by these predominantly oil-producing countries that were hoping to kill off shale oil. Well, far from it. And what else to mention in here today? I see lumber a little lower, more commodities down than up for sure. sugar down, cocoa down, soybeans and corn are, well, soybeans are a fraction higher. Corn and wheat are lower in here today. Okay. I think that's covered the major bases. Industrial metals softer as well. Copper has pulled back 4 cents in here down to 270, 274. And expect a little pressure on those Asian stock markets tomorrow, given what Wall Street's done today. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.